Satnam, everybody, and welcome to the Shakti Activation Conference Call, Tuesday, February 18th. And Sharon just let us know that the sun went into Pisces today. I was thinking it was a few days later. I had to look at my astrological calendar. So if you're feeling very floaty and expansive and just wanting to merge into the void of the divine, then you're feeling Pisces and the Pisces energy. So that's the 12th house of the zodiac, and where we merge back into the divine. So Aries, we start working on our own identity, and by the time we get all the way around to Pisces, we're trying to merge back with the divine. We talked last week about the last three planets in the zodiac, 10th, 11th, and 12th houses. We start to move into more archetypical or universal energies. So today at the beginning of the call, we're just kind of getting people's ideas and input on what you would do to, what if you, you know, had lots of funding, what would your project be to help humanity? So we have some ideas about helping the animals and homeless people and providing more spaces for people to learn yoga and meditation so that they can become their own masters. This type of energy that really is aligned with the astrology today, we still are, since October 2012, we have Saturn in Scorpio. And this is going to be continuing in February and March. So we've got this basically Saturn, it helps us get grounded. We'll put it that way. Some people think it's very heavy energy. And we've got the Scorpio, which is the 8th house, which has to do with partnership. And if you think of the 8 and you turn it sideways, of course we have what? The infinity symbol. So if you think about the Scorpio, the 8th house, it's about how can you really connect the finite with infinity. Scorpio energy is very deep energy. A lot of Scorpios are very, people think of Scorpios as being very intense. It's the water sign. And of course we've had a lot of water on the planet. Especially in the U.S., a lot of snow. Of course, in England, there's been those big storms, too, but a lot of water. So we're really being asked to really move deeply into our feelings, our feeling nature, our feeling being, and feeling into what would ground us, what would connect us with the earth, with that which brings us deeply inside ourselves, which connects us with something that takes us deeply into the feeling realm. And as we know, water spreads everywhere, runs around. When it melts, it flows. When it's on whatever area it's falling on. So this is literally a blanket that covers all. So what's the deepest need, the deepest feeling, as humans? Of course, you get individual groups of people and full of your own instincts. And that's like one of the deep things for this period of time. It's October. So we've got this through and 9-month process of Saturn. So it's crossing through Scorpio at this time. So that's what we really need to be aware of. So with Saturn in Scorpio, we really need to look at the deeper feelings, the deeper issues. And as we know, we're sensory feeling beings. What people feel, people really want to get connected with what makes them feel good, very simply. So what, depending on where anybody is at a given time, what might make them feel good is to all the way from meditating to have, you know, a warm place to sleep or having their bills paid or thinking about merging with the divine. So there's a whole range of human emotions that are going on, and they're all kind of rising up on the planet in lots of chaotic energies. So you may have noticed the chaos that the weather has caused, and, you know, whenever I see the news, which is not every day, I do like to see what's happening around the U.S., and I see lots of, with this, all the weather, lots of traffic jams, and we know, of course, that the South was not prepared for all of this weather, so people, you know, cars running off the road and cars running into other things and people running into difficulties. So for me, of course, this can be a metaphor for how do we navigate these deep, watering feelings and basically rise to the occasion so that we can manage the influx of intensity that's happening on the planet right now as time speeds up from the Piscean to the Aquarian age. So we're moving into no time, time as art. So we're moving into the need to co-create, be co-creators on the planet and co-create with the divine. So what's our destiny? What energy does spirit want to move through us? What does spirit want to co-create with us? So we think about, I don't know, some of the phrases like all of God's children or something, or Mother Earth loves all of her children. Any, you know, whatever kind of phrase you like to use. It's a feeling of needing to take care of all of humanity, take care of each other, take care of our own feelings. And it's, the main phrase is that we're all in this together. So with water, it falls on all of us. We all need water for life, and we all have feelings. So this astrology right now is really showing us our feeling nature that connects all of us. And it's showing us that it's time to pay attention to something bigger than our own self, something greater than our own personal needs and our own personal desires and our own personal whims. So this great connecting factor, the feeling, the water, all of us living on the same beautiful small earth, small ball of humanity, as we say. So the astrology that we have now and that we've been having with this new moon in Aquarius and then the full moon that we just had on Valentine's Day, it's all about being inspired, and Aquarius is inspiration and genius with the Saturn to ground in, to manifest, and to create something very unique, something original, something even outrageous for every one of us. It's human nature. It's part of being human to want to create. It's part of us. We want to create. We want to co-create. You know, we have the second chakra energy, the sexual desire, sexual instincts, the desire to bring something to the world that's unique to us, that's special, to make something new and stand out in the world. So on Valentine's Day, we had a full moon in Leo, so that's expression, giving expression to our own uniqueness. So everybody's really different, and everybody can, whatever you want to bring through, only you can bring through that contribution in your unique way. There is no normal. Everybody's very different. And the more I live, the more I realize how different everybody is. So there is the similarity of the union that, as I was just saying, the water living on the same planet. But how we contribute, we do that in our own unique way. So it has to do with really, with the moon and the earth and the mother, it really has to do with opening up our hearts and that space of the heart to do something, to create something, to paint, to dance, to sing a song, to express ourselves, that full moon in Leo that we just had with the Aquarian new moon during this last period of time, to express our originality, to really express ourselves. So I like to talk about the astrology in terms of, okay, we like to link it with our teacher, Yogi Bhajan, and what that means kind of in yogic terms, that's what we work with. And what he was telling us, and the frequency that he brings through is the energy to be sattvic in all of our actions, to desire to reach towards the stars, to be exalted, and to lift others up. So we've got the tamasic, the rajasic, and the sattvic natures. And the sattvic natures is the nature of being angelic in our actions. So when we think about sattvic energies, it's that feeling, that Pisces feeling unified with spirit, feeling peaceful, feeling relaxed, feeling graceful, being able to stay focused on our own self-discipline. It's the color green. It has to do with intuition, and it has to do with the feeling of God as being personal and present. So when we use these energies that could seem very heavy, the Scorpio and the Saturn energies, with our desire to excel in our sattvic or angelic nature, now what we bring through as our creative projects onto the planet are going to have a more uplifting effect for people. So if we create like a meditation center, or, you know, we help animals that need help or whatever it is, then we're going to have something that really, really uplifts other people. And part of being in our sattvic or angelic nature is appreciation life. And we've all heard about, you know, attitude of gratitude. But as we appreciate life, then what we appreciate, as we know, what we appreciate grows. So we want to move into whatever it is. If it's something that we don't like, we can appreciate that. So it's really a neutral, being in the neutral mind, it's taking kind of a neutral stand. Oh, I appreciate that. I have this pain in my body right now. It's telling me I need to, you know, take care of something. Instead of complaining, as we know, that doesn't work. But it's an example of the sattvic nature. So it's more like an attitude, a mental attitude, because we're not really waiting for something in the sattvic, angelic way of looking at things. We're not waiting to win the lottery or something like that. We're appreciating the moment that we're in, and that appreciation expands us and opens us up to good things happening to us, to the law of attraction to actually work with us. So it's something, appreciation opens up our heart and expands us. So that's the idea of being in a mental state or a sattvic state of appreciation. So it's really a beautiful way to be. And I don't know, Yogi Bhajan told us that he was saying in one of his lectures that in Thailand, every woman is taught from the time she's born until she leaves to appreciate. And he's saying that the Japanese women are also taught that it's a cultural thing, that Asian people are well trained to appreciate. So he's saying it's not normally our West, you know, culture in the West to live in kind of an attitude of appreciation. So he's saying that it's an art and a lifestyle, and that feeling happy and fulfilled comes out of the attitude of appreciation, the attitude of gratitude, and that it's about developing this attitude that takes us into the divine realm. So whatever circumstances we're in, if we can appreciate whatever it is and be grateful for whatever it is, we move into being light as angels, moving into the air element, the sattvic realm. So we can move from the tamasic, the animal, those who are feeling like divided, split, angry, confused, impulsive, just existing to the Rajasic realm, just being a human on the earth. And we can be positive and active, but still we're demanding and still emotional and commotional. And we think God's there somewhere, but in the angelic realm, God's really within you. You really experience that you can, when you meditate, when you breathe, when you call it in, when you wear white clothes, and when you're lighter, that the angelic aspects come into you. You can find that state of peace and grace and discipline inside you. And here's some attitudes, some sayings that Yogi Bhajan told people. Principles to live by and avoid injuries to self. So we're just going to talk about a couple of those, and our sattvic nature, which is now moving into Pisces, which is an opportunity to be more sattvic. He's saying that love is not dove. So what does that mean? It means that, just again, we have attitudes of that we want everything to be just perfect. So he's saying that being in that grateful state, that we can be in a state of love rather than expecting love to be a certain way for us. And he's saying, don't be so sweet that people will want to eat you, or so bitter that people will want to throw you away. So again, this is being in our sattvic nature, where we don't give our power away so that out of our emotions and commotions, but we're not also tamasic, so that we're all kind of like very just instinctual and animalistic, and we're barking at people and things. So these are all having to do with moving into our sattvic nature. And he says, open the lips, sink the ship. That means don't talk unnecessarily. So again, when we're connecting with the divine, we want the words that we utter, ideally, and I know I could work on this, that the words we utter to be coming from our heart, that we're the Guru Mukh, we're the mouthpiece of the divine, that when we speak, that our words have an impact that uplift and help other people, that we're not just, you know, gossiping or something. And he's saying, excellence, elegance, and grace are the three elements of a human being. Excellence, elegance, and grace. If somebody challenges any of these three in you, avoid that person. So again, being in our sattvic nature, angelic nature, so we want to be able to protect ourselves so that we're not abused or downtrodden ourselves, and we can help others. And he says, if someone says, I love you, wait for the next step. People use love as a hook. They say they love you, but often they're not. They're only asking to get something from you. So, again, this is about just feeling what love really is, that it comes from inside you, and we're not really dependent on other people so that we feel loved. We can share love and enjoy sharing love and enjoy receiving and giving love, but don't expect the love outside of you to carry you to some place that's where you can find your own attitude of gratitude inside your own heart all the time. And this kind of has to do with what we were talking about last week about Guru Nanak living in that state of forgiveness. And he says, remember your blessings over your weaknesses, that's attitude of gratitude. Don't utter words in friendship that can be used against you in animosity. So again, just, you know, watch what you say and make sure that you're working with your angelic, uplifting, sattvic, divine right nature as much as possible. And the perfect energy to focus on during this Pisces time, as we're moving to Pisces during this next month. So let's go ahead and take a deep breath. Chakras, and we're going to God's array to me. This is a chance for protection. So to protect your angelic, sattvic nature, your elegance, your grace, and everything that's coming to you, you can chant with and meditate on this Ad Gharanamay chant. Ad is primal beginning. So it's bringing in the blessing of the name, Namay, the name. The blessing of the name will protect you. Bringing in the blessing of the name, listening to the blessing of the name, listening to the word, hearing the divine word will bring in your own divinity. Activate your own true divine nature.
Thank you. Thank you.
Inhale. Feel the protection of the divine, connected with your divine nature, your true self. So you can be an angel walking on planet Earth and be who you really are, this human form. Beautiful. And let it go, let it go, let it go. Excellent. Beautiful. Would anybody like to share any thoughts or feelings in this watery Pisces Scorpio energy? What you're feeling, or what you felt about the meditation, or what we were talking about?
Well, to me, that felt really good. I had some more, like I was crying, actually, you know, like, so I don't know if I, you know, something else that needs to be released from me or whatever. It's just, it felt really good, and I really like this one. I try to do that one every day as well. The odd good day in the day.
Oh, great, good. Beautiful.
Help. Really good.
Thanks, Jen. Did you get your walk shoveled?
Well, no. Not all the way down. But I she came back inside to do this, you know, and just been too late. Yeah, that felt wonderful. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I get to be back outside in the sun for a little longer.
Beautiful. Would anybody else like to share before we complete for today?
I thought it felt really good, too, and I liked finding out about all the interesting energy that's going on with the Pisces and stuff, and I yawned a lot during it, so I don't know if that means anything, but
mm-hmm.
It felt good.
All right. Thank you.
It's nice to know that it's not all my imagination. It seems to really kind of heavy energy the last couple of days.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Linda. Yeah, hi. Yeah, I think the Pisces will pick things up for us.
I hope so, because the last couple of days have been like everything was going along so smooth, and then all of a sudden I hit this rough patch, and it just, whew, thank God it's over. When it goes.
Yeah, nothing like a contrast to feel better. Beautiful. Okay. Well, thank you, everybody. Great being with you today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
After Valentine's Day and the Pisces, so we'll look forward to the meditation for this week. Excuse me, with the Pisces energy is the odd grain of May, and meditate on being protected and your sattvic nature connecting with your feeling nature. Yogi Bhajan saying, make sure that you uplift all your feelings and align them with the divine. That's our homework for this week. So I will look forward to talking to everybody soon. So have a great week.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Love you all.
Love you all.
Bye.
Thank you.